Good morning, everyone. I'm so sorry about that. Let me check something. Okay. I'll start from the beginning. I was quite disappointed to note that Publius wasn't there this morning, and I got by on the story that he read, and in particular, I liked the little bit about movable houses, and some of the other mentionings in that show. But more to the point, and in particular, Publius at this stage, is yeah, this is live. Yes, I shall, Tove, I will. I've made a little note here to talk about the floods. Well, not so much in Brisbane because I know nothing of them. I try not to watch the news. But I do try to enjoy where I am at present. And already I'm distracted and I've gone down the rabbit hole, which is very, very easy for me. But I'm going to bring this back to where I was talking about Publius. Well, firstly, I'm delighted that his relation has relocated, at least temporarily. And that's good news. And in other notes, you know, the world is in a particular state, and I don't wish to make any comment on that. So I shall play a song while I gather myself. And it's good to see Froggy here. It's good to see Tobe is lurking, I would suggest. And Publius is probably here, so I don't expect you guys to stay for the entire show, but it will be interesting, and it'll be a reflection of the Zulu Kingdom, which it's named, and also the Banana Republic, where your dictator rules with a gentle, kind fist. actually, an outstretched arm with at least if I were a dictator, that's how I would like to govern. But that's not about this either. So let's get on to what I want to play right now. And it ought to just work. Let's go for it. And I might need some feedback about volumes. Probably wonders to himself why he can't hear anything.
Kiss my ass goodbye.
Feel good, now you're
Okay, that was Queen, and probably how a lot of people are feeling right now around the world. And in Rolly News and in Rolly Land, we're going to talk about the current affairs here, which is rain, 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 rain. And I've mentioned a few times in COM that when I get on quite early, it's been raining all night. And, well, that has gone on for at least 2 months. I think 2 months is a safe estimate. And, which means that the land is saturated and moist and soggy, a bit like English countryside. And I know a lot about English countryside because I lived in an old village called Gomshall, which was next to a village called Shear. And the village known as Shear was a 16th century village and very ancient in, by, you know, terms. I think it was actually a little older than that too. I didn't want to go too far on the age. So what does that mean? It means that the water runs off into the gullies, and I live on the edge of a creek called Coochin Creek. And Coochin Creek is normally exactly what it says, a creek. It runs all year, and it's got fish in it, and it is more than a, yeah, it's hard to describe it. You could swim in parts of it, and there's water holes, but it's not like a flowing, fast-flowing river, or you couldn't ride a boat on it or anything. And as you advance towards the coast, it turns into a very, very large passage called Coochin Creek Passage, which extends into the Bribie Island Passage. And down there, there's lots of fishing and lots of boats, and that's about, I suppose, 20 kilometers from me. It becomes navigable, albeit shallow, and that opens up into this estuary. And on the other side of that is a big island called Bribie Island, which is an island just off Moreton Bay and the Sunshine Coast, and quite a popular place. So, back to the runoff. Well, what happens when it runs off? It floods, and it has started to flood. I've put some stuff up on Mastodon, which I have shared, and you can see it in full flow. And because on the one side, I'm bordered by the creek, and on the other side, I'm bordered by a road, quite a busy road, which some people can hear during my show, especially if I record at night. Well, anything like this is exciting, and although I've seen it flood like this five or six times over the years, others haven't, and there's a new estate behind us, so they have all been visiting and gathering outside my home, and there's no through traffic because you just would be swept away. So it's interesting to watch people and how they behave. But more recently, they behave quite badly. They drive so fast, and then they know the creek's in flood, and they have to stop rapidly, and there's people standing around, and there's a sense of agitation and annoyance, which disturbs me, because no one likes this sort of thing. Moreton Bay is a fig tree, Froggy Me, and I'm really good at poetry. Moreton Bay is a fig tree, Froggy Me. A beautiful, beautiful fig tree with broad leaves. In fact, if I look out my window now, I could see one which I planted as a little fledgling tree, sapling, I suppose. And I'm very pleased I've planted it strategically at the edge of the creek. And because it grows to about 30, a big one, a really big one, would be 20 or 30 meters. I'd say a big one would be 30. An average one would be 20 meters broad. So it gets a nice big flat lollipop shape, but an oval lollipop. And with these gorgeous trunks that are rainforesty. So you can't really mow around them because you've got these big root systems. And where I planted it, it should extend over the road by the bridge where all these people gather. Yeah. But it's just a little, it's only about 7 or 8 meters tall now, maybe a bit taller. And it's alongside a whole lot of pine trees. So yeah, this whole property is a fun property, but don't for a moment imagine that I'm wealthy or anything like that. I live on a decent block, 2 acres, in a very decent home, which Stokes or some other 3 kids enjoy. So hey, maybe you have these sort of trees out there, Froggy Me. If you know about the root system, and they're great for kids to climb on. Extraordinarily pleasant trees to look at, and I got distracted. The floods, back to the floods. So people have been coming, watching the creek and admiring it and being awed by it. But what they don't realize is if they were to come onto my property or walk onto my property, which was quite easy to do, but they tend not to, well, they don't. It's a huge lake, and it's been quite awesome. In fact, I would love it to be like that all the time. I really would. I so would love it to be like that. So, those are my floods. And if I open my window now, let me see if I can tell you about the... maybe you can hear it. It's raining. Let's see. Can you hear the rain, guys? Oh, I should walk down to the... Yeah, look at it. I can see it from here. It's about easily 20 meters broad, and it's flowing really quickly. I'd estimate that to be flowing at about at least 20 kilometers, like a good cycle ride. I'd say 15 to 20 kilometers flow an hour. You wouldn't want to sit in it. You wouldn't want to try it. You wouldn't sit in it. You couldn't. But you wouldn't want to go into there. You'd be swept away. In fact, quite a lot of people have lost their lives So yeah, that's my news. So I'm going to find you another song, and this time I am going to change to a Spotify playlist. I shouldn't really say that on the radio. No, I won't. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm not going to switch over. And I am going to go to something that Julian would probably have played a lot of, and has. It's called Banana Pancakes. So let's hear that.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone's singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Attention to the alarm. Wake up slow. Wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this. Song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind. Can't you see, can't you see?
Is a very pleasant song, isn't it? And one that Julian would play a lot when he was a young lad earning his keep by busking on the streets. And he was very fortunate, actually, because when he did busk, he started quite young. I'd want to say 12, but it might be, yeah, I'd say 12. Let's go with 12. And he didn't, I suggested he goes busking. And he was like, do you think I'll make any money, Dad? And I said, I reckon so. And he goes, well, obviously this is important to kids. How much do you think? And I said something like $30. I said, I don't know, 30 bucks, I suppose. I don't know. So we went down and we drove down, and I remember traveling with him, and we approached the seaside and he said, Dad, I'm not busking. And I said, okay, well, let's at least go and have a look and know, where do you, where would anybody busk? Because we hadn't really witnessed buskers. And so him and I left the guitar in his case and in the car, in the boot, as we would call it, or the trunk, you would call it. And we walked around the Esplanade and probably bought something and wandered home. And then he had participated in an event and won a prize. And the prize was, there were various prizes, and I think this prize was a stylish haircut. So he turned up, but the hairdresser who had donated the prize was also located on the beachfront, and she started chatting to him and asked about things. And before long, the mention of busking came up, and so she said, "Oh, my daughter busks, and she busks right here, and she makes like, you know, $70 or $100 in an hour or so, something like that." Let's go with the number 70, I think, because that seems to be in my mind. And Julian's ears pricked up at that point, and she said, "Oh, my daughter is here somewhere. Where is she? And why don't you and her go busking together?" So Jules agreed to that, and she was young as he was at the stage, so let's give her 12 as well. And she walked up with him to her favorite spot, and they sat down. It was actually the candy shop. So they went to the candy shop and said, "Do you mind if we busk outside?" So they alternated, and they made a small fortune between them. I think he came home with about $40 after they divided it, and they only played for a short time. So yeah, folks were generous, and after that, Jules ventured on his own and would often come home with a sack of cash. In fact, yes, I won't mention his other escapades because I'll tell them in other stories, but he would often come home with, you know, over $100 or close to $200, but they were long sessions, and they were Friday nights, and they were a rowdy crowd, and he learned quite quickly how to I wouldn't want to use the word protect himself, but he'd have drunks walking up to him and trying to edge in and borrow his guitar, which he would defend ferociously. And he's never really had hecklers. One nasty piece of work tried to throw a thong at him. A thong is a flip-flop or a sand, sort of like a sand shoe, but yeah. So that's that story. And I did promise in com that I would refer to transportable homes. And the idea, it's going to be brief, but it's simply based on the idea that, and this wouldn't work in colder countries because it's not that style of home, but if you imagine for a moment the architecture of the 50s when the square modern home came out, or the oblong home, and there were some very stylish ones made of glass and timber and steel, and they were often flat roofed, and they were well architected. Well, if you imagined a cabin like that for a moment, so a decent length cabin, a broad width, manufactured in a way that can be disassembled, but not necessarily quickly. And it's constructed of stainless steel, decent steel, hardwoods, and types of sheeting like copper or lead in some instances, although I'd be reluctant to use lead. But it's designed and glass so that it would last at least 100 years. So the idea is that any part of the construction would last a long time. No cheap softwoods. And in it you had two bedrooms, a lounge. I'm just thinking on my feet now because I've written this all down. A lounge room, a kitchen, and your amenities like your bathroom and your toilet at least. Now, this would be called this will be a starter home, but in this sense, it's your love nest. Think of it as a love nest. So you've met your spouse and you bought yourself, say, 5 acres. Now I'm dreaming a little bit here because I do that well. And you, it didn't matter if you mortgaged this particular cabin because it is well designed. It is easily mortgageable because it's not like a trailer home. It's a much more, it would look like a normal house. And in it, you and your spouse lived. And in a warmer country, you could build a jacuzzi outside. You could create a pergola, a veranda, a deck, a swimming pool, a veggie patch. All these little simple things that we want to do, and people do, which is why there are shops like Bunnings and all sorts of other shops in Australia where people spend an awful amount of money on home decor and improving their home and improving their gardens. And there's shows like Garden Homes and that because people like doing this sort of thing. So they buy a house and they live in it, and it's a smaller home. So, yeah, I don't want to go off the beaten track here. I'll stay with my little plan. What happens next is that you have a child. But it's been your love nest up until this point, and you and your spouse have had a wonderful time doing these sorts of things. And along comes an extra person in your family. And so you begin to build the second part. And you might have, let's go in with my family. I've got 4 kids, right? And perhaps a second child. So you could live in a small place like that for a while if it were well designed and spacious. By this time, you should have paid it off. You might have even managed to deal with cash, and you've got a fully paid off home. So you replicate and you do a second one. And you locate it alongside so that it starts to take a Romanesque shape or a Spanish design, which are typically has a quadrangle in the middle and 4 sides. And schools were designed like that at one stage. So what you've got then is you've got 2 bedrooms, you've got 2 kitchens, you've got 2 bathrooms, 2 toilets, at the very least, and you have a lounge, and you don't need all that. So the old other lounge in the other cabin, which is well constructed, becomes the rompus room or the playroom, or better still, becomes the study. Every man loves the study, don't they? And I'm sure women do too. But in Australia, we say that men have their man caves, and they normally are sheds. A man cave, I think, is what JWH has. I've seen his environment. He's flicked on the TV once, and I go, well, that's a man cave. And I've seen a few other. Hey, what is my phone doing? Go away. Oh. Right, so now, guess what? In my case, you have more kids, so I've got 4. I need another one of these, and now I've built the 3rd side. But remember, in the center is this quadrangle, or this deck, veranda, pergola, porch, call it what you like. On the back, you've got your jacuzzi, your swimming pool, you've got your garage. You build all the amenities that you would normally love. And in a normal environment, you would have had a job. So, yeah, this wouldn't work for commuters who are interstate or or fly in, fly out. It might work, but it's mainly for, so you still got your acres, you got your 5 acres or so. You do this again and you build a third or a fourth. So now each time you're increasing 2 bedrooms, you get your lounge, your extra lounge, you've got your extra amenities, your toilets. Those can be reused into laundries. You can have each room repurposed, but let's at least say you've got a 6 to 8 large bedroom home. Your kids are living in them. They're interconnected. So the interconnection bit comes from I suppose, because Publius's little story mentioned these homes which were interconnected, it prompted me to talk about this. And I was going to reserve this chat for another time. And so much so that I actually have this website called Small Cabins, on which I publish these ideas. I believe these ideas would have been useful to me. But here is the crux, and this is why I called it elastic homes or elastic housing. One of your children meet their spouse, and they've lived there for as long as they have wanted to. They have their own. Remember, the older kid or teenager is relegated to the other cabin or the other cabins. And eventually one of them will marry, and that child has the option of moving their home further away from the dwelling to, say, the bottom of the garden or the other end of the garden or near the lake or near the other entrance to the property. And you would plant trees. Let's go with Froggy's Moreton Bay figs around it. And so now the family home is reduced to a 6-bedroom home instead of an 8. And the child, the 20-year-old, has their own little spot where they can have their friends visit and they can begin to do what they like. But let's just assume they eventually marry. Well, their cabin is their gift, and they can transport or relocate that cabin to a property of their own, and all they need to do at that stage is find a block to put this cabin on. And of course this process is repeated with each of the siblings, and you can build more if you like, but they each can, if they wish, take their childhood cabin, or the one that they... Now these are, try and imagine for a moment, these are cabins that are worth a fortune. They're not cheap cabins, and they're large, they're spacious, they're glass, they're aluminium, steel, and stainless steel. They have all the solar and water recycling and heating. Now, again, this doesn't work in the colder northern or colder far. It works well in the tropics in the middle, but I don't know if it worked that well in the equatorial region, but just the tropics, say where I live now, I've got the window open, the wind's blowing, I'm not wearing a shirt. It works here. So yeah, that's my elastic home. One day I shall share that. Oh, well, let me check. Yeah, Publius, sheds would be something that you could build. Australian property have lots of sheds on them, big, large 4 or 5 bay sheds often. And often a portion of the shed is lined and converted into a granny flat and rented out. And these days you have Airbnb, which is popular. Lots of my peers have set up these sorts of systems and make an awful lot of money. And it just seems that would be a good way to go. So that ticks that one off. Transportable homes, that was because it came up in Publius's show, the flood, because that's where I live. I'll play a song and then I'm going to tell you about Synth Battle Royale and the fun we had yesterday. Oh, I love Stoic Sauce. He doesn't get flapped or bothered or anything. You know, I've seen him get up on stage and you're often, as a musician, dependent on other people's competence. And whether or not they're doing well, he rarely holds that well. And I love that about him. So, whereas I get into a flap, you know, even with my silly Banana Republic and Zulu Kingdom, I yabber on too quickly, or I yabber on, forget what I'm saying, and yeah, that's it. So let's go find another tune. I reckon I'm going to switch to, I'm going to go to a playlist. Oh, this is a nice song. It's another Jack Johnson, and it's another one that Stoic Sauce is fond of. So let's flick this button.
Inflections of the world we want. All my friends, my rusty truck, were just specks of love, directionless. Call this band just what we want. We could change the name from month to month. Four guitars and zero drums. We sounded folk, but we wanted to.
Just tells a story. It's really nice. It's just, it tells a story about young kids setting up a band and different personalities and the absence of gear and the fact that they just do it. And I'll tell you a little story. Actually, I won't. I'll let Stokesource. It's a story of, basically, Stokesource had a few friends who were talking about going down to on a trip, and as young kids are, as young kids are, they kind of like go, let's do this and we'll do that, and basically it meant organizing a flight, going down to Phillip Island, being part of a surfing group there. It's called Christian Surfers, and really nice group of young men who just have a lot of fun. And he was about 15 or 16, I'd say 15 or 16, and these guys couldn't get their ducks in a row, and time was ticking, and they were almost about to, you know, the flight was out, and they had a book, and they had to pay, it's quite a lot of money, actually, and the flights were, he had to be cashed up, and they couldn't get their act together, so he was like, oh, can't go, and he came home, he was sitting in the lounge or somewhere, and he just said to me, you know what, Dad, I'm going to go, and he jumped online, went upstairs, and he came down, he said, Dad, booked, found my sister, his sister, my eldest daughter who lives in Melbourne, said I'll be turning up there, and then I've got some friends picking me up. Hooked up with the other guys, said to them, look, you know what, I'm coming down, and you just best pick me up at my sister's house, here's the address, and he got on the plane. I dropped him off, jumped on the plane, walked through, never done everything he did himself. I never did. This is like a 16 year old kid. Paid for it with his own money, busking money. Got on the plane, took off. My daughter said, yeah, he's arrived. Picked him up at the airport, brought him home, fed him, had a night there. He loved it. And she's got a beautiful place. She's my eldest, so she's 26 now. And done very well, in the sense that she's got such a lot of experience and about different things, life experience and good things, and also managed to qualify, which is great, with something worth having. Let's get back to this. Then let's get back to the story at hand. Then these guys turned up at the door, barefoot, shorts, and said, hey, we're here to pick up JJ. And off they went, and I never heard a thing. He disappeared and came back a week later or so, and he said, you know, Dad, I learned from this trip that just do it. Don't hang around for anyone else. But the problem with the story is that I've forgotten why I told it. Not getting phased. Yeah, I don't know. So I'll tell you another story. Yesterday, with SBR, Synth Battle Royale, he was pretty keen, and it was flooding and it was raining, and he said, that's it, I'm up there. So he checked in with you guys on comm, and it looked like you guys could do it, or at least he could do it, because he's got a Roland DX, and he was going to run his Roland DX and just loop it, but just using, I don't know, I don't really know how he was going to do it, but it was going to be done fairly, you know, so it's complied with the rules. And we went up there, and he was running it through this preamp thing, and it's quite a complicated, and it just didn't sound great. He was running it through this, like something that gets it into the computer, right? So what he decided to do was set up a microphone, just hang it over the keyboard, and run it through a speaker system, and run it through, and then narrate it and play live with a bit of looping done. Yeah, that's it. Your digital audio interface. Yeah, that's it. But it was like a fancy one. It's like a quite a good brand, which sometimes is not a good thing because you've got too many little Gucci's to press and play and deal with. And it sounded awesome. He actually said, "Dad, this sounds much better." And I heard this. I didn't emphasize the sound, but it was an awful boom, like a kettle drum, like boom. And I wondered what it was because there was cars around and the creek was flooding and I thought a tree had fallen down. And the trees down there were pretty big. And then there was another boom. So I went outside onto the where the public were and I said, "Hey, did you guys hear that?" And they go, "Yeah, like those two explosions." And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "You know what it is?" And they were like, "No, it sounded like a substation." And the neighbor came out and I said, "What about you? Have you got power?" And they go, "Nah, we got no power." So then someone walked up and they said they had seen the two, you know, the big high voltage cables swaying and they had touched each other. And then the, yeah, transformers blowing up Publius. And there were these, on the in Australia, we've got the large timber poles sometimes concrete, and quite high up out of reach there are these fuse boxes, and you would have to have this very long extension, and you'd be able to a trip switch, not even a fuse box, the trip switch, and these things were burning. So anyway, that was the end of our his battle. And so we retreated and said, "Well, that's it." And so, yeah, he would have loved to have been there. So that's that. And we're looking at 6:48 a.m., which means I've got 12 minutes. Yes, Froggy. And hey, it's so nice being able to interact with people in common, at least talk. I'll tick that one off. Synth Battle Royale. Flood show today. Yeah, so I did two shows and I'm thinking of bringing it down to one. And I'm also thinking of relocating my time. Oh, and the day. So I'm not sure what to do because I love waking up early normally. But as I was saying to like Froggy a while back, comm is so distracting. You can go down comm and you know you should be doing something else. So you're generally seated in your... Yeah, you couldn't read a book, be in comm and do something else. At least I couldn't, because for me, you're always doing refresh and checking back. And so while I desperately enjoy using comm, I find it quite tricky, at least with managing my time. So the ideal system would be to have, and I do have a very old, one of the first little MacBook bricks, you know, the it's about 8 inches by 8 inches by 3, yeah, 8, maybe even 7 by 7 by, no, I'd go 8, and it was their idea of, and they were white, the early ones were white, much more recently they're sleeker and they look more like Cisco wireless access points. Anyway, I've got one of those and I should turn that into a permanently on system. Log into comm, and then I could just check that every now and again. I think that's something I should do. But the other thing I should do is play some music. So I am going to scan through here. You know what? I'm going to play a band that Jules likes called Hockey Dad. They're an Australian band. I know he's been to see them. I've never heard the song before. So It's called I Want to Be Everybody. It's by Hockey Dad, and it's from the album Blend In, but In is spelled I-N-N. That would have been Come Back to Earth by Mac Miller from the album Swimming. I've not heard that either, but maybe I'll play that later. But I shall finish off because 5 minutes, that's a lot of time. So in 5 minutes, I shall say how much I enjoy listening to Froggy's show and also listening to Publius's show, notwithstanding my good friend Snowdusk, who'll be on a bit later. So let's see, if I go to com and I type in equals. All right, Zilla Kingdom's on now, then Inky's next. That'll be good. It's easy listening, Inky. Then Hard Mouse. Hardmass has been changing as a show, varying it more. That's not change, and it's great. And then Snow Dusk at 9 o'clock my time, which is 2300, and then straight after that, Froggy Me. So yeah, Sundays are becoming a great day. So maybe I shouldn't get rid of Zulu Kingdom. Maybe I should. Hey, have I put this back on? Yeah, I have. Maybe I should keep it. But alas, I don't know what to do. But I do know that I should not have my mic. I should not have my speaker feeding back. I should have stopped that. But yeah, it's working. Right. In other commentary, like, I don't know how many times I've had to empty the pool. Because, you know, like, a pool has 6 inches at the top. Nah, should have about 5 or 6 inches of space before it gets to the top. Because you don't want... And I've got a very old pool, the same age as me. One of the first pools built in this region. And remember, this house, when it was built, was the only house for miles around, except for one or two farmhouses. And the guy thought it would be a good idea in 1964, when the monkeys went to war. I had no gun, so they used the... in 1964. And the pool is still in perfect condition. But it's a chemical flipping exercise, you know, trying to balance it out. And I've mastered it now. I know exactly how to deal with the, to keep it blue. Because rain will change its color. Obviously, we have the warmth, which certainly doesn't help maintaining the health of the pool, and then you've got lots of people swimming in it. Actually, the pool used to be used as a swimming school. So this house was built in 1935, and the guy bought it and started and finally started building on it. He just planted trees till then, and then he built on it in 1945 and finished it in 1947. And there was a shortage of materials, at least here in Australia. So let's see, there's not much more time I've got to go here. It is sometimes an algae pool. In fact, if you were to look on Google Earth, which is why I've never shared my property, it is green in the blowing picture. But if you were to go back in the archives, so the government, or at least the council, have archived, and you can see the house in various stages of quality. Well-mowed lawns, cars parked here, sheds that are... things that I've done. And it's quite a nice little story. I wish I'd... it, and at the moment it looks beautiful and green and reasonably well kept. But yeah, the Google Earth picture is flipping green. But other ones are bright, beautiful blue. And right now, if I look out, it's a great bluey turquoise. So that's been a nice thing for... Oh, let me see what time it is. I have got 12 seconds. 10, 9, 8. So hey guys, up next, you've got Inky with Underground Deep Dark Inky Sets, followed by Hardmouth Mouse Integrate.